107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. We're looking forward to a big event that's coming up this fall, and it's a collab, if you will. We've got Julie Docker Johnson here with the Local Community Food Center, and Dan Rajagopalan with a Stratford 5K Run Walk. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Jamie.
Oh, Julie, you wear so many hats. It's unbelievable. So let's talk about this fabulous event, and of course, with the Local Community Food Center, Julie.
We are very, very grateful that the 5K Run Walk is done to help raise funds for the local. The local community food center is in Stratford. It's for everybody. We do community meals. We have markets. We have programs. And we do all of these things, and they would not be possible without the support of people like Dan and his amazing team organizing the 5K Run Walk.
Yeah, so let's get to Dan in. So, Dan, we're looking forward to this event. Let's remind first people about the times when this event is
taking
place.
Absolutely. This is October 5th. It's coming up very soon. So, October 5th, our race starts at 9:30. That's a 5K. We also have the kids run at 8:50. Kids run is phenomenal because the kids love it. They get a medal. They get a treat. They just run around the Upper Queen's Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you're in the big planning stage right now. How are things going so far?
We've got most of the things planned out. Now we're just really getting it out there so that more runners and participants can join us. Yeah, this year we've got, I don't know if you've seen, Jamie, but we've got hoodies that we're selling. So hooded sweatshirts. They come in green and blue. And then we may or may not have hats for the race. Very limited number of hats.
Exclusive hats.
Exclusive.
Limited edition
hats. And you may be aware that our logo this year was designed by a phenomenal local artist, but he's international. That's why these hats are very limited. So are the hoodies and our shirts that we're giving away at the race.
Fabulous. So again, you can still be a part of this race. It's not too late by any means.
Not at all. Our registration is still open. You can visit us at stratford5k.com. And you'd be able to find all the information that you'd want. And also we've got a fundraising challenge that's happening right now. So you're able to raise some funds for the local. As you know, 100% of the proceeds that we raise go to the local community food center.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some amazing incentives, hats, watches, jackets. So come and check us out on the website, stratford5k.com. And join us on October 5th. And also, just to add one more thing, on October 4th, mm-hmm. we have our health and wellness expo, which is happening at the local community food center, which is 612 Erie Street.
Yeah, and that's a great get-together, too. And that was the first time you did it last year, and it was a big success.
Yeah, we tried it out last year. We thought, you know what, let's try this again, see if we can grow it. And it's really a community that we're growing, right? It's a health and wellness community that's focused on, you know, good food, local food, and healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. So if folks want to sign up, how do they do that?
Stratford5k.com. There's a registration button there. It'll be open till September 26th. So, hurry up. Last year we sold out pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
So best to get in there and sign up.
And I know, Dan, we've talked about this at Upper Queen's Park for this event. It is just a perfect setting. You know, when you're getting into October, the leaves are changing. It's amazing.
It's beautiful at that time around. Like you said, the leaves are turning and the air is crisp.
Yeah.
So it is perfect weather for active activity, I guess, for running.
Yeah, and for folks that haven't checked it out, by all means, just come and check it out, because you wouldn't believe the setup. I mean, it's great. All the runners taking part, you know, the start-finish line, it's pretty impressive.
It is. We'll have a new arch this year, and the one and only Jamie Caudle will be presenting the race. He'll be calling out your names as you cross the finish line. So, you know, if you want your name to be called out by Jamie, you best come and run.
There's a lot of runners. I'm always on my toes for something like that. Be attentive. Now, Julie, how awesome is this, a get-together like this for the local?
It's amazing. I was there last year. It was mm-hmm. the first time I had been there, and it was so much fun.
It was
a perfect day. It was the perfect temperature. Granted, I was not running. However, I was at the finish line cheering, and it was fun, and all the community came out, and the kids love the kid race, which I could possibly do the kid race, Dan. I'm not sure. However, but it's fun, it's community, and it's all going back to the community at the local community food center.
You bet. We'll share the details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com. Was there anything you wanted to add to that there, Dan?
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, this event can't take place without our community, right? With so many members of our community, vendors, businesses, they come out to support this race. Mm-hmm. If without them, we wouldn't be able to put it on. Yeah. So, you know, we're very thankful for everyone in our community.
Yeah, sign up. And are you looking for volunteers, we should mention,
absolutely,
too?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're just going to be – thanks for bringing that up, Jamie. We're going to be posting that very soon in the next couple of days. We are going to be looking for volunteers. So, come to stratford5k.com. We will have a volunteer submission form where you'll be able to let us know if you'd like to volunteer with us. And we usually require about 50 volunteers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, especially if you're in high school looking for credits, looking for hours, come and volunteer. Super easy. Most of the time you're just standing around helping our runners, directing our runners, or watching for traffic.
Perfect. We'll see you out. Julie, any final thoughts? Stuff coming up at the local maybe?
Oh, there's lots coming up at the local, but this one is a big one, and we really want everybody to come out and support and register and run, and there's time to train. You have 1 month.
There you go.
You can train.
The challenge is out.
Big time. And, of course, we appreciate everything that the community does, and Dan and your team are amazing. Thank you so much. Better together.
Yeah, you bet. That's what it's all about. Julie and Dan, thanks so much for the details, and Dan, we'll keep checking in, and you know, we look forward to this event in October for sure.
Looking forward. Thanks, Jamie.
You bet.